Same asking me a question. Did Jesus start religious organizations? Denominations?
No.
Let me give you gospel, Kirk, by the way. That's the path to eternal life. Right. So Jesus didn't start the Baptists. Jesus didn't start the Roman Catholics. He didn't start the Lutherans. Man did. So Jesus said in Mark 7, you worship him in vain if you keep man-made traditions. So if you follow the Roman Catholic faith, the Baptist faith, the Lutheran faith, the Mormon faith, the Anabaptist, the Mennonite faith, the Jehovah Witness faith, you're following a man-made system which cannot worship God per Jesus. So no, we don't belong to any denominational system. What we do is we follow Christ in spirit and truth, and we keep his word and his ways. So we don't need an organization. We need his word and his spirit.
Now, earlier I heard you yelling. Yelling.
I was lifting up my voice. Yep.
Yeah, good. Is that to get the message or, you know, because God, that's not something that I feel that he would do. You know,
really? Actually, the word preach means public crier. And I have an article on my website. If you go on my teaching blog, I have an article that says, lift up your voice. And I give all the Bible verses where it says, go, lift up your voice. Peter lifted up his voice. Paul lifted up his voice. So when I go out into a crowd, I will lift up my voice. Why? When they play music, why do they have amplifiers?
So people hear it.
Why? When you go to sporting events, why do they have amplifiers?
So people hear it.
Why do I lift up my voice?
So people can hear it.
God would have us do that. Not, and when you say yelling, I don't like that. I'm not like yelling at you. I lift up my voice so more people can hear me. So there's a difference. Yelling sounds like I'm yelling at you. Lifting up my voice means I'm trying to get it so that more people can hear.
And you guys have like churches or anything?
No, we're home fellowship believers. So my wife and I, we travel, do this full time. I retired early, do this full time. And we don't take anybody's money. We do this full time for our love of God and love of our neighbor. We fellowship online with people all over the world. But because we travel full time, we're not in any one place. So we really believe in like home fellowships. You don't need a building. You don't need to be spending money on a building. The early saints met in homes. They can meet in a park. If you were a saint, we could meet in a park, and we could sing and pray and study the Word of God in a park. We don't need buildings. We don't need parking lots. We don't need widescreen TVs, all that stuff. So if we follow the pattern that God ordained for us, 2 Thessalonians 2:15, Paul says, keep the traditions I've handed down. The American church system is not keeping Paul's traditions. They're keeping Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. These are Roman Catholic false holidays that God never ordained. So the gospel, Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, that calls you, his perfect work, that calls you to repentance, to come out of the world, come out of all false ways, come out of your flesh, to be born again by the Spirit of God. When you are, the heart of God, the mind and the Spirit of God draws you to holiness and obedience. And holiness and obedience leads you to enduring in the faith. That's the gospel. It's on that card. That's what drives you on to follow God, know God, love God. Not church attendance, not water baptism. Does that all make sense? It's a live, active covenant with God. It's not even a relationship with God. One day we're going to have a relationship with God when we're in heaven. Right now we have a covenant. We have a blood covenant. Jesus did his part perfectly. He's asking us to do our part. And our part is to follow him in spirit and truth. Do you belong to a religious group?
Baptist.
Okay. So the I was just telling man over there, the Baptists come along about 1600 years ago, or in the 1600s, 1600 years after Jesus. And the Baptists keep Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, the church building system, and they keep a lot of other false ways. So the Baptists are not biblical. I could never unite to them. If you study the scriptures, I have an article on my teaching blog called Are You Baptist or Biblical? It would bless you. And if I can ever help you go deeper in the truth, you can email me, you can call me, we can talk.
Okay.
All right. What's your first name?
Adam.
Adam. I'm James. Nice to talk to you. Thank you for stopping. I've had a whole bunch of young. How old are you?
15.
I've had a whole bunch of young people, and I'm finding today and lately I'm finding young people 10, 12, 13, 15 are more interested in the gospel than adults.
I feel like, you know, if they hear someone yelling, lifting their voice. So,
yeah.
But you know that draws attention to them.
Yeah, that's why I do it. And then also, could it be that the adults are in so much sin that their conscience is seared and they love the sin of the world, and young people like you maybe haven't sinned as much as a 40-year-old man, and so you're still open to hear the truth of God? Do you ever think about that? Protect yourself from sin. Keep yourself pure. Here you go, ma'am. God blesses those who obey him. Strive in the kingdom of God with all that you are. Come out of the world. Come out of the culture. Come out of the false church systems. Love Jesus, number one. So maybe young people don't haven't experienced that much sin, and because Jesus said, "Come to the kingdom of God like a child. So you're a young man, you're not a child. But children see things. They trust, they believe, and they follow. Adults become very jaded because this kingdom of Satan, this is Satan's kingdom. This culture, entertainment. You know, Americans love sports, politics, movies, and entertainment more than they love God.
And drugs.
I believe it.
Yeah,
yes.
And that's why I'm here to call him out from that. So you don't be one of them. You follow Christ, repent, and come out of that false religious system, and you can email me. I'm here to help you. All right? Thanks for stopping, man.
Have a good day.
God be praised. We love you.
Thank you.